Blog Talk Radio.
evening, everyone. Thank you for joining in with us on this third Monday of the month, which we are celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. I want to say to you, thank you. The Smile 3E ministry team would like to say thank you for taking the time to join in with us via Blog Talk World Wide Web. This is an awesome ministry. It is a ministry which put God first in order to minister to his people. We're going to start the ministry off tonight with our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6 and 33. We want you to know with the word that's coming forth tonight, you must first seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that being said, I would like to let you all know our speaker tonight is going to be Minister Margo McCore. So with that being in mind, please get your pens, papers, notebooks, Bibles, pads, iPads, anything and everything you need, even if it's just a brown paper bag, and write down your key scriptures, your key notes that the woman of God is going to bless us with on tonight. And just know that this word tonight is for you, 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 and me. I'm going to apply it to myself because we know that all things are possible through Jesus Christ. We know that no matter what we're going through, we know that it's all about Jesus Christ getting his word out. So I'm going to check to see if the woman of God is on the line before we continue on. Minister Margo, are you on the line?
Yes. Good evening, Minister Renee. I'm here. I'm here. I'm listening. And I'm ready.
Okay. Well, I'm going to open up with prayer. And once I get through with prayer, we're going to hand it right on over to the woman of God. So I want you all to touch and agree with me as we touch and agree and lift this woman of God up as she ministers for us and to us tonight, as she brings to us what God has put on her heart. So let's go. Let's get ready. Let's go into prayer. Father God, we come to you on tonight, God, asking you to forgive us of every sin we honestly, openly, and unknowingly did, and the ones that we did that we were just repeating. God, we're just asking you to forgive us. Forgive us, lay your hands on us, oh God, wash us in your blood. Give us a clean heart so that we can hold up clean hands. God, we're just asking you on tonight to open our ears that we may hear and receive your word. To open up our hearts that we will hide your word inside of it, that when we need it, God, we can pull it back up to apply it to the situation as well as our lives. God, we come to you asking you to please be our God. We're asking you to talk with us, God. Teach us when we don't even know how to pray, when we don't even know what to pray, when we can't even see our way into praying. God, just touch us and let us see the only way through this is through you, oh God. God, we know that we could cast our cares upon you because you care for us, God. We know that you are our shepherd, oh Lord. You are our judge, oh Lord. You are our light, O God, in a dark place, God. You are our rock, God, that we could build ourselves and our life upon your foundation, God, because you are the rock of our life, O God. We know that you are our deliverer, God. You will bring us out even when we don't know how to come out, God. Even when we throw our hands up and we say, I'm done, God, you are still our deliverer, God. You will change our heart and our mind that we will see things the way you see them and we will receive things the way that you receive them. God, you will give us your spirit, God. You are our redeemer, O Lord. You are our protector. You are our provider, O God. God, and most of all, you are our strong tower, that we can run to you, God, and know that we can be safe. You are our safe place, O God. So, God, we trust you. We trust you with your everything you've given to us, God. We trust you with sending us guidance, sending us leadership, sending us your word, O God. We trust you, O Lord. God, we surrender. We surrender it all, God. We give ourselves to you in everything that we have, God. We give ourselves to you, oh God. So when we hold up our hands, God, we will hold up our hands honestly when we're saying, oh God, forgive me, oh Lord. God, we're asking you to bless America. We're asking you to keep America, God. We're asking you for a smooth transition for the new administration that's coming in, oh God. We ask you to cover every employee in Washington, D.C., and everyone that works in all the capitals, God. We ask you to cover every government employee. We ask you to cover every citizen of America, the ones that's on the left or the right, under the red or the blue. God, we're asking you to cover, and deliver, oh God. We're asking you to put America under Holy Ghost arrest, oh God, that they will open their eyes and see what you say, see what you're doing, and receive it and operate under your authority, oh God. God, we just ask you to just cover us in Jesus' name. We ask you these things, oh God. God, we just want to say, here we are, God. If you can use anything, Lord, use us, use America as your spokesperson. Take us back to the place of when we put in God we trust on everything. Teach us how to put it back in place, God, for you are our provider and our protector. God, we give it all to you. We surrender. Amen. Minister Margot, the program is in your hands.
Thank you for that prayer. Minister Sylvia, we thank you for that prayer. And it addresses some of the concerns that we have as far as the climate around us. What the Lord has given me to talk to us about what's going on with us individually. And I'd like to begin with a short song that I think is clearly related to what I'll be talking about. So I ask you all to continue in prayer for me. Thank you. In times like these, you need a savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. This rock is Jesus. He is the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock in times like these. You need the Bible in times like these. Oh, be not idle, be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. This rock is Jesus. He is the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds. Your anchor holds. Your anchor holds. And grips the solid rock. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're the rock. Hallelujah. You're the rock. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Praise our God. We are living in perilous times. Life as we used to experience it is in what seems the distant past. Fear and hate has turned violence and rage into everyday occurrences. Most people, including Christians, are on edge. Many of us, let me include myself, are fighting to maintain our composure. And more often than not, we are losing the battle. Today, as I spoke to a close friend, I broke down into tears. And I admitted to her that my fight and my struggle is exhausting. I admitted to her that I felt as if I was in a boxing ring being beaten down by the enemy. I felt as if I was being battered with all the layers of the many life issues that I am facing. Financial concerns, family trauma, loss of loved ones, health issues, personal failures, and so many disappointments. And if that wasn't enough, the enemy continues to bombard my thoughts, rehearsing past mistakes and missteps, as well as questionable decisions. Yes, all of that and more. And I finally cried out to Jesus. I cried out to Jesus. And when I got off the phone, I continued to seek God. I continued to seek Jesus, my Lord and Savior. And I told Jesus, you know, I need help. I need deliverance. I told him I needed him. I needed him. And I realized that mentally and spiritually, I was in the wrong position. I needed to step out of the ring and allow the real greatest of all time to fight this battle. I realized I needed to be on my knees and in my prayer posture, allowing Jesus to fight my battle. I needed to cast my cares upon him, for he careth for me. But I had to step out of the ring and in faith, give the battle to the Lord Jesus, who has never lost a fight. No, he's never lost. And I needed to pull out the word of God and to mentally and spiritually stand on it. So I went to the book of Psalms, because if anyone knew how to talk to God and consult him about life, it was David. In Psalm 18, 16 through 18, it reads, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me. For they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my support. He was that rock. What a mighty God. He was that rock. And he's always there to champion our cause. He's always there. And he's faithful. I continued searching the scriptures, finding strength in the word, which is alive, as Hebrews 4 and 12 tells us. The word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword that penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. And that word which is alive, began breathing life into me as I allowed its power to minister to my mind and my spirit. So I next looked at Psalm 91 and 2, which says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Saints, we can't let the cares of this life, though they be pressing, weigh on us. If we allow the enemy to focus our thoughts on our problems, our faith will be diminished. But if we grab hold to that anchor, if we grab hold to the rock of Jesus and refocus, God will fight our battle. We must get out of our own way. We must relinquish the boxing ring. We are no match for the enemy, and we do not have to be. We have a living and proven champion that has never lost a fight. No, not one round has Jesus lost. He is and always will be victorious. He's victorious. And as I continued reading in the Psalm 119, the 114th verse, it says, you are my hiding place, my shield. I hope in your word. Yes, the word will never fail us, because our Lord Jesus, he is the word. Yes, I have to admit, I had let my guard down. I was one of those overthinkers, and the enemy uses it against me. I need to keep my mind on Jesus and stay more focused on the word of God. And since every believer is a child of the King, I invite you to join me in taking full advantage of all our benefits as King's kids. We have certain inherited rights as part of the new covenant, and we don't have to wrestle with the enemy. There's no way we alone can win these battles anyway. So I invite you to step out of the boxing ring or whatever construct the enemy has placed in your mind. I invite you to step out. I invite you to step out of worry, to step out of fear, to step out of regret, to step out of unforgiveness, to step out of pride, to step out of lying, to step out of procrastination, to step out of addiction, to step out of whatever is holding you back from a firm, confident belief in God and in his love and care and acceptance of you. Whatever it is, give it to the Father. We are his children. He loves us, and God can make all things new. God can do anything but fail. You have a divine, supernatural right to benefit. And you have a champion who is always at the ready to fight on your behalf. And we must never forget our Father left us his word. And we have both the Old and the New Testament, two covenants. Let's remember that we must consistently meditate on the word. Our Father told us in Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Let's trust God. Let's trust him. And Jesus told us in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So whatever we are facing, whatever we are feeling, whatever we are contemplating, we can choose to release it and allow our Father to handle the details. He will lead us and he will guide us and he will give us the clarity we need in every circumstance, in every situation. But it is a choice. It's a choice. And we have to make the right one. The Lord led me to a scripture that is exactly suited for me because I'm special like that. So are you, by the way. But I found a scripture that was unfamiliar to me, again in Psalm, the 94th chapter, the 19th verse. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. I'd like to share a few more versions of that same verse. The New Living Translation says, when doubts fill my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and joy. The Amplified Version says, when anxious thoughts multiply within me, your comforts delight me. I encourage you to search the scriptures when you're troubled and when you're not troubled. Search the scriptures. And I assure you, our gracious Father will give you a specific word, a word to encourage, strengthen, and direct you. In times like these, we all need a word from the Lord. And we need to grab hold of the rock of Jesus. Jesus is the rock. Please know our Almighty Father has gone ahead of us in time and fought and won every battle. The battle is not ours. It's the Lord. Selah. The Croak program is back in your hands, Minister Renee. I praise and thank God for using me to deliver a word to his saints. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank you for that, because as you were speaking, I could just hear my spirit. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Oh, I could just hear that God just telling me, I'm not just calling you to a higher place of praise, I'm calling you to a higher place of prayer. That when you come before me, like you said, he is our rock. He is our shepherd. God is our light. God is everything we need when we can't even think for ourselves. We know that we can go to God because he is our tower of safety. I just thank God for the word on tonight, Minister Margot. I thank God for you having the courage to release it and the courage also to say, I went to God and said, God, I need help. Because people don't realize there is a spirit of rage out here. There's a spirit of anxiousness. There's just a spirit of unbelief. And we have to get back on our knees and our face before God, because like you said, we are not in the right position. We're blocking God. We're blocking his way. We're blocking God because we won't get out the way that he can have his way, because we can only do it one way. I just thank God for you just releasing the word on tonight. I'm just going to slow down because I can go on and on and on. I'm going to let anybody and everybody know that wants to say something tonight. The lines are open. Please tell us who you are. Unmute your phone so that the woman of God can be encouraged by what you heard from her tonight. Let her know that the word helped on tonight. The word did something for you. The lines are open. Speak now, please.
Hello, this is Mother Tony, and
I'm just
full right now. I'm full, and you topped it off with the cherry on the top with the song there, Renee. I was like, taste and see that the Lord is good. In the midst of our trauma, God has sent us a word. Thank you, Margo, for delivering that word, for again being transparent, but knowing that the fight is real and that you gave us some steps. First, we had to come to realize that we are fighting the battle. That's why we're frustrated and upset and just beaten up. And when we then realize that, then we can stop fighting and get out of God's way. And I love the position. You talked about the position. That was in the wrong position.
Yeah.
That was in the position of headship instead of servantship. Let me get down and be a servant. Let me go down on my knees. And getting down on my knees put me out of the way and gave God full control. So I wrote down getting in the right position. My God.
Yeah.
And then to stop fighting, for me
to
stop fighting, and then giving it to the Lord, letting him do what he does best. He is skilled. He's a skilled warrior.
Yes.
Everything that we need, he has already conquered. So we are free to serve him, free to be comforted in him. Trusting, what you say, we just have to trust him. Now, we had a pastor in California we sat under, and he said, we got to trust God like a dog, like a donkey falling off a log. I'm going to let that settle. But,
I know that.
Just to trust him. Just to trust him. Because it hit you, didn't it? And then there's the benefits. Oh, my goodness. All the benefits that you shared with us. So we sit in a place. We sit in a place that is full of hope, of freedom to serve a mighty God. And that as we give up, you tell us all the things that we can benefit if we stop doing those things. So if we just step out of the rain, step out of any resentment, our pride, all of those things that keep us from really those sins that so easily beset us, and that we run to the Lord, our peace.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Just to be blessed. Thank you.
Mother Polly. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else who would like to have some words to encourage the woman of God on tonight?
Yes. This is Carmita. And once again, Margo, how you doing? Hello, Minister Renee. And good evening, Minister Margo.
Good evening.
It was wonderful to be here. And actually, to add on what Mother Tony said, that was a manual for victory. Because you have opened up and established a good personal relationship with God. You are transparent, and you just make the hairs on my everywhere stand up on end. And once you have opened up and have developed that personal relationship with God, you have gotten into the door with Him. And now that you're in the door with Him, and He's giving you the wisdom to enlighten us, that's why in listening to listening, it's a manual for victory. You have given us what we need for victory.
Praise
you God. Know, step by step, God will rescue you from the floods of affliction, and He will. God's word is undefeatable and powerful. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Okay, with God backing you up, that's all you need. All you have to do is keep Him in focus. Take the focus off of you and your and I call them trivial, because anything, God is able to do anything. God does not fail. God does not lie. Okay?
Amen.
This is wonderful. It was beautiful. Yeah, I was sitting here with my mouth open. It was like, oh, my God. And then you said, unmute the phone. It was like, oh, wait. I had to come back down. I had to beam back down because I was in heavenly places.
Okay.
That was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Thank you. God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Mercy.
Lord,
thank you. Thank you. It's hard for me to call Tony mother.
That's true.
When, when you said mother, I was thinking about
her
title.
Thank you both for your support, love, and your example. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Continue leading Him.
Is there anyone else like to speak to the woman of God's life on tonight?
God bless everybody. This is Nephew Pastor Troy Thompson.
No.
I do apologize. I caught the tail end, and I'm mad at myself. I got to watching basketball. You know how a man get. We get to watch basketball and lose all track of time. But I do want to say that I've enjoyed the comment of the encouraging words that they're saying to Minister Margo. I thank God for our family and the growth in God that I see and I feel. I thank God for the ability to dissect the word, the real word, and not the form of what we believe the word should be. I just want to encourage you even more, A.T., that keep going and keep letting God use you. He's not done with you yet. As they say, I have not seen hallelujah. It have not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store just for you. I know you're a little shy to a certain degree. You know, you back up a little bit, but God has a work for you, and He has. There are people that are listening to you, that are watching you, that are in amazement of what God is doing. And how I know it's because I've been put in that position myself. Who I used to be, how I used to think, how I used to walk. I thank God for His deliverance. I thank God for His freedom. I thank God for His love. I thank God for His word. Because it is His word. The more I begin to speak God's word, the more I begin to read it, the more hungry I got. And the more I desire to know what He meant, what He said, and that same hunger that I experienced, and I'm still experiencing, God, you're experiencing yourself. God is going to rip that shell open even further. He's going to, and I know you may not want to hear this, and then, you know, whip your left ear later, but one thing I know for a fact, there is a word of prophecy in your belly. There is an unspoken revelation that God has for you. God has given you an insight on His word. And God has given you not only on His word, but for the people of God. And we're just waiting for that egg to break and for it to hatch. And God to implode His hallelujah, His power and His glory upon you. And I can't wait because I'm going to be sitting on the front row hollering, go ahead and prophesy in tomorrow. I love you. I appreciate you so much. I love you, family. Stay encouraged. I love you so very much.
Amen. I just want you to know that who you called Aunt Baby Sister, my mother, Mother Seabury, said said that I was her little prophet. She always said that.
She did.
Grow in the Lord. Mm-hmm. Keep growing. Keep growing. Even at this stage. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
That your latter days will be greater than your first.
Come on.
Zion is calling. I said Zion is calling. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak into the woman of God's life on tonight?
My name is Jasmine Seabury. I would like to speak. Margot, you did a beautiful job. I jotted down all the scriptures. I'll read that because I read my Bible daily anyway. But you touched my heart, Margot. You always call and pray with me. You did a beautiful job. So the song, we need a savior. We do need a savior. In time like these, we don't know from day to day. So I want to say, Margot, you did a beautiful job, and I love you. Keep the word of God going. Amen.
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 Thank you. That's our matriarch.
Yes. You ain't Catherine.
Catherine will be 92 years old.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 God for her. Such a beautiful, loving woman. God, thank you, Auntie. Thank you so much for listening in and for your words of encouragement. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
More than welcome, Margot.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak to Minister Margot's life on tonight?
Yes, this is Margot's sister friend, Karen Portis, from Rockford, Illinois. And I just want to say I'm like your nephew. I was on a little bit later than what I had planned to be, but it doesn't matter. I got there just right on time. You are such an encouragement, my sister. And it is like sitting in a classroom listening to someone impart knowledge into your life, knowledge about the goodness of our God and how it can help you. So the things that we think we're worried about, go to our scriptures and lean on Him and know that everything is going to be okay. So you stay encouraged because we have to know and understand what our purpose is. Yeah. And I truly believe you have certainly found your purpose in helping others who are willing to listen. But in addition to listening, then we got to go ahead and do the action. And I just thank you for loving on us in this way and know that I love you and I am going to always support you through prayer in any way I can. Be blessed, my sister, and all of the rest of you on this line.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Missionary Fortis and Soror. I love you.
And I love you too.
Amen.
Is there anyone else who's speaking to the woman of God's life on tonight?
Well, this is Sister Carmen. I am so mad because I fell asleep, Minister Margot, so I'm just getting on the line. So I have to call my sister. She said she was going to call me and remind me. I did not hear. I am so upset, but I know it was such a blessing, I'm sure. So I'll call my sister and get a chance to hear what the Lord gave to his daughter for his people tonight. But always such a blessing, always such a blessing to be able to. I look forward to it, and I was just tired today and fell off asleep and just woke up.
I understand. I know you were praying for me. I know you guys had your
yes.
Luther King program today, which I was able to hear some of, and that's okay. I missed your prayer, so I guess we're even. God even things out. You be blessed.
Yes.
And I have to ask my cousin, I keep how to place this. I can put this on Facebook. I can put this whole program so people can listen to it. So I have to figure out how to get that done.
Okay. I know. We're learning that technology thing moment by moment, second by second. But with God's grace and mercy, we shall prevail.
Yes, we shall.
I want you to go live on Facebook, AT. I want you to go live on Facebook and Blog Talk at the same time. That's what I want.
Isn't it? Insinuating.
Amen.
Not even insinuating.
We'll show
her
how to do it, Troy. Okay. We'll show her how to do it. But for those of you all that's on the line, if you want to, you can go on Minister Margot's page in about an hour or so. This program will be able to be posted on her page, and you can listen to it from there, or she can forward it out to whoever she wants to forward it to. It'll be titled Smile 3E. So you will be able to get a chance to hear it. So is there anyone else? Is there anyone else who'd like to speak to the woman of God's life? Okay. Anyone else that's going to speak on tonight to the woman of God?
Minister Margot, this is Cecilia. I just wanted to tell you thank you. As everyone has already said, I agree with everything that they said. This is Cecilia. And you were, like I said, transparent and just reminding us to go back to the Word and reminding us to keep our focus. And I know with even the song you were singing, in times like this, it's hard for some people to keep their focus. And there's so many distractions and things coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west to try to distract us. So thank you for reminding us to keep our focus, because if we don't keep our focus, we will get caught up in a lot of things. But I thank you. And the Word of God will definitely keep us focused, and prayer will definitely keep us focused. And we know that the Word of God reminds us that if we humble ourselves, that He will definitely help us stay focused. So thank you. And as Minister Sylvia said, if you don't see it tonight, you will definitely see it soon. I will make sure that I upload the ministry on tonight to Minister Sylvia's page, and I will also make sure that it's uploaded to Minister Margot's page. And I can't promise you that it will happen tonight, but I will tell you that it will happen, because it's usually about an hour after the program that the program is ready, but sometimes it isn't. So as soon as we do know, it will be up. So just keep your eyes focused on her page.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, thank you, Apostle. Elect, I appreciate you. I appreciate this ministry and you guys' faith in me and encouragement. And I will continue to hold on and prevail, because God does have a work for me. I believe that. He has something that only I can do for Him. So I thank God for this opportunity.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. In closing, Margot, I remember as a child, because I grew up in a Lutheran church, and before we left, there was Numbers 6:24 to 26, and I want to pray this for you and for everybody listening. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
So it's closing, and that's a little short thing that came into my mind to say to you tonight.
Yeah, praise God.
That's beautiful. We're almost at that point, so I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Is there anyone else going to speak? Hello?
Yeah, this is Ron. Margot, I enjoyed your word. Thank you for those words tonight. Thank you for the example that that you set for us all, particularly for my good friend, your husband, Anderson. And I think it's because of your persistent behavior, in the sense that you've always shown what a great woman of God you are, that we have an opportunity to have discussion with Andy about the Word of God.
And amen.
I just want to say that I appreciate that and your support in our weekly men's Bible study.
Yes.
Your words are always, always so appropriate and so touching and so biblical. And I just want to express my appreciation for that. Thank you, Margo.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Minister
Mike.
I appreciate that. Beautiful. Thank you for listening in and for your words of encouragement. Thank you for encouraging the men in our family to have Bible study. And we're going to see. I believe God is going to do something fantastic with that. I think we're going to have other family members, other men in our family to join that. Because the men be taking the lead. And I thank you for monitoring, mentoring my husband. And he is getting closer to God and understanding the importance of making a commitment to him and what that really means. You know?
Amen.
So thank you.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else would like to speak on tonight? Well, I'm going to say this before we close out. For those of you all that's listening to the ministry that know us, they know that this is not something we started doing. This is something we was born into doing. This is not something someone had to teach us. This is something that's all we learned. Before we learned about one, twos, and threes, we learned that God loves me. Before we learned how to do ABC, we learned that God loves me. Before we learned anything, we had to learn that not only did God love us, but we must respect God, respect his house, respect his word, and we must give God his all in all. That's what we were taught growing up. And for this to come to this point, as Pastor Troy was saying, our family, we're not doing anything new. We're doing the things that we are true to. Because before we learned anything, we had to learn, God loves me. And I thank God for our bloodline, which is sanctified, holy. I'm not saying we always walked in it, but we was taught to respect what God has put in us. And Margo, I just want to say, I thank you for allowing God to use you, because you didn't have to say yes, but because you love the Lord so much, you said yes. And I'm like Pastor Troy, Mother Tony, Cecilia, and Aunt Catherine. We're going to trust that what your mother spoke into you has been released.
Amen.
Your life. You're not going to walk in fear. You're not going to walk in doubtingness. You're going to walk in knowing, because you just told us on tonight you changed your position.
Come on.
Amen.
You said you changed your position. So now allow God to push you into that position of opening up your mouth a little wider.
Amen.
It's okay to be meek, but you got to do what God said to do. Like you said, we all know we're going through because the enemy is attacking us, look like on every hand.
Oh,
but one thing we know, that we can trust God. He is our high tower. He's our safe place. He's everything we need him to do and be in our life, and we can do what he said do, that even when things aren't going right for us, we still got to be about God's business. And in the meantime, we're being delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank you for that.
Amen.
I'm excited. I'm just excited because it seemed like at the beginning of the year, the enemy has been attacking each and every one of us. But one thing
yes.
we all keep saying, I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Unchanging
hand. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
like this, and times
mm-hmm.
like this, we making sure our anchor is strong.
Oh.
Yes.
And times,
mm-hmm.
the things that God
yes,
have us Lord. Speak on, the things that God have us praying on, the things that God
yes.
is having us exposed in our own life, because he's letting everybody know, you don't have an excuse, I don't have an excuse, and nobody else don't have an excuse, because he allowed his own men and women of God to say, I yet do still struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no secret, but if it had mm-hmm. been, it's been released. So I'm saying that to release what God has put in you. And we're all
yeah.
going to walk in his glory. I thank
Amen.
God for this. So Mr. Margo, I'm going to let everybody know our last words on tonight. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I want you all to tune in every time this ministry has a service, because no matter who the speaker is, you're going to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
On this Friday, we have Prophet Antoine Thomas, which is, he's a fireball for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to release in your spirit. That's on this Friday, the fourth Friday. At 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's on Facebook as well as Blog Talk. This Monday coming up will be the fourth Monday of the month. That'll be Mother Tony and myself, Sylvia Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We will be talking about marriage, how God has put marriage into place and how we need to live in that situation. And don't get upset if you're not married. Tune in anyway. On Sundays,
mm-hmm.
we have Apostle-elect, yes, Lord, Cecilia Kaiser with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is when the apostle has been instructed by God for us to pray for single households, single parents, whether it's mother, the father, auntie, uncle, a sister or brother or niece or nephew or grandparent or adopted parent or whoever the head of the household is. If they're a single parent, she has been having us pray for the month of January for that. So please tune in and let God deliver, let God heal. Let God let you get you the support. You may want to support this ministry. You never know what God is doing. Let God speak to your heart concerning Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Ministries. This is worldwide web. So I want you all to know God ain't doing a little thing. This is a big thing God is doing. Okay? So with that being said, Minister Margo, it's back in your hands if you want to pray us out or however you want to do it. It's back in your hands.
Well, I think we're fine. I'll just simply end by saying we thank God for everything he is doing. We praise him. We magnify him. We worship him. And we know that he is our champion. He will never fail us. He will never let us down. We can trust
Amen.
Him. We can bank on his word and know that his love is unfailing and everlasting. We thank you in Jesus' name. Be blessed
Amen.
Of God. Go in peace. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Love y'all.
Be blessed. Thank you all.
I'm blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.